You are listening to Cassandra D. Freeman's Never Give Up podcast, inspiring you to take action, get unstuck, and never give up.
Cassandra D. Freeman here. Thank you so much for listening in. As always, I appreciate you so much. Listen, I have a clip of our September masterclass that I want you to listen to. It's from Never Give Up Academy's full masterclass. If you want to watch it, go to nevergiveupacademy.com, click on masterclasses, and it'll be right there for you to watch the full version. But I just wanted to give you a little insight into what we talked about. It's a powerful moment, so make sure you tune in. It's all about growth environments and getting in environments to grow. So listen in, check it out, and stay tuned. They provide a nutrient-rich environment, and I like nutrient-rich. Yeah. I say nutrient rich because when you are in a growth environment, so I'm going to speak from my gardening experience. When you have a plant and you just put it in any soil, if it doesn't have the nutrients, it's going to have some difficulties. It's going to have some struggles. It's going to have to work harder. Have you ever experienced that? If you're in the wrong environment, you feel like you're working harder, like, oh, got to struggle to get here. But if you feed it some good soil, the soil that is tailored to that plant, right? You got to put some stuff like, okay, what does this plant like? And you put things tailored to that plant in there, it starts to get strong and robust and produce and harvest. And that's what happens with us. We have to get in environments that give us a little bit of what we need. Just, what do you need? And it gives you that. It gives you what you need to hear. It gives you what you need to feel, what you need to experience, what you need to see. It gives you that, all that stuff that you need on the inside. That's what those growth environments provide for you. That's what Thoughtful Inspirations always aims to provide for you, is those nutrients that really help you just sprout and say, here I am. I'm like Diana Ross says, I'm coming out, you know? Number four, these growth environments, they help you feel like yourself. I remember years and years ago when I was a part of Toastmasters. Now, as soon as I sat down in Toastmasters and heard them start talking about whatever they were talking about, I felt like myself. I was telling my husband, I said, I felt like this is exactly where I belong. And it was, because it gave me what I needed in that time. You feel like this is it. This is where I belong. It feels right. It feels like you. A lot of times I've realized, especially we as creative people, we as moms, we as individuals, right? We know who we are. We can't always articulate it to a pinpoint. But when we get in those growth environments, what they do is they affirm it internally. And whatever's going on is like, this is me. I can't even describe it, but all this is who I am. This is who I am. So it makes you feel like yourself. Number five, growth environments retrain, reframe your mindset. They help you retrain and reframe your mindset. And this has always, I think, been my favorite part of growth environments, because this is why I wanted to start Never Give Up Academy, but it is also why I love going to conferences, whether they're my own events or another event. Because when you are in everyday life going through the hustle and bustle and bustle, and you're doing your work and you're doing this and you don't always realize how much you're depleting yourself and wearing yourself. And we don't feed ourselves. We don't feed ourselves at the same rate we deplete ourselves often, right? So what I love about it is that I can hear that car. What I love about being in environments like that, like at conferences, which is why when I first started my business, I love going to conferences because I had four children under five, and I was worn out from school, from business, and from being a mom and being a wife. So when I would go off to these conferences, I would feel so fed because I would spend 8 hours, over a 2 or 3 day period, just being fed. And at the end, I would feel so full. I would feel so refreshed. My mind light up like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. My mind feels positive again. I feel alive again. I feel retrained, refocused. And that's because we don't feed ourselves on that level every day. But in those growth environments, that's where you get that. So you have to stay constantly growing, constantly feeding, right? Hey guys, I hope that you enjoyed that clip of growing environments. Like I said, if you want to hear the full episode of the full masterclass, make sure you go to nevergiveupacademy.com. The whole masterclass is already there for you to view and take notes and learn and grow. So make sure you go visit that and go to nevergiveupacademy.com and get access to that. And I hope that you enjoyed that clip, and I will see you guys next week.